Bagels on there.
Joey? I think it's working.
If it's not, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do a little bit about Tamar, the Maisa with Tamar and Yehuda. But before, since I saw by Musa Seder today from Rabbi Rucham something, I'll just say it for 2 minutes. He says that the whole Maisa with Tamar, you know, it says in the Medrash that Yehuda was going, and Hashem said, "Where do you think you're going, Yehuda? You have to be Mamid Malachim from her." So he was Memana, the Malach of Taiva, and he forced him to do the whole Maisa with Tamar. So Rabbi Yucham, I just say over, he used to give shir for the Americans. They have the Sefer, they have a whole set of Svarim, Das Toyer, from that. So in there he says, I want to just say over to you what I was mekabel from my Rabbeim. He said, my Rabbeim told me that the pshat was that Mashiach could only come, that it should be entirely hidden, that no one would have a havamina that Mashiach is going to come from there. And it has to come that it should be ne'ela from any Baal Chai, and for sure from him, which I think he was trying to say from him, and from the Yetzer Hara, from the Sultan or whatever, that he shouldn't have a havamina that this is going to be Mashiach. And Memela, since this Mashiach came from there, so Memela had to be done in a way that was like no havamina this was going to be anything good. Okay, just saying over, that's what Rucham said from his Rabbein. Yeah, he brought the Gemara, Liba le Puma le Galia, you know, Liba that Hashem won't even say out of his mouth to the Malachim when Mashiach's coming. Only in Hashem's leif.
And he got the Yitzhara to lead the way.
So, he's even involved in it. He got him out, okay. That's what he said. He wants to say that over, so I just said it over also. Fine. So now we'll go to the Gemara.
I think with the Shir Psich of Yibamas, last cycle, I think I said something
Doime. I know what I said then, but it wasn't exactly that. Was close. Pretty. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now we'll go to the Gemara. Vateshev Pesach Einaim. The Gemara says that Tamar sat by the Pesach Einayim. So the Gemara darshins, Shenosna Einayim Lidvoreha. Rashi says it means she gave like reasons why it should be okay. She tried to answer all the kashas that he asked her, that he should give a good Mar Mekaymus that it's okay to be Boal Olam. So it says, Amar Lo, Yehuda says to her, right? He doesn't know who she is. But, Shema Nachrisat, maybe our goy. I'm a ger, so I'm Jewish. Over here, the...
Was that true? She was
Bas Shem. Well, she was... I'm saying she probably was Jewish. Actually, it says in the Targum Yonason that before Yehuda married her off to Er, he was Megayer. On the word Vayikach Yehuda Isha Le'er, he says Vayikach means that she was Megayer.
Whatever
Geris was. We're going to talk and get into that a little bit. But she was some kind of gear.
He know who she was. How many people?
Yehuda didn't recognize her. We know that's in the Chumash.
She told him.
Why didn't that give it away? Why didn't they give it away? It looks like Verum made a lot, so I guess there must have still been a Olam around. It must have been. You see from here, Lechayer. Or else you're right. Who could it be? Yeah. Okay. Then she says, "Shema Isha Sishat Amrlei Pnuyani." Shema kibol boch avich kedushin, right? Maybe your father married you off to somebody. Amar le yisoimani. Okay, so I'm okay. So over here, three svarim ask the same question. Two are in the Oil of Miami's, the Mincha Chareva, that was her Pinchas Epstein, I think, you know, from the drive in Yerushalayim, whatever, 50, 60 years ago. And then also the Sefer Minchas Kenois. They all ask the same question. If she says, I'm a Giyoris, so then what's he talking about afterwards? Maybe your father married you off. If you're a Giyoris, you're not related to your father. He can't marry you off if he wanted to. Oh, so you could say maybe before the Geyris. So I'm guessing that they're assuming before the Geyris, a goy can't marry his daughter off bechalal. As Minchas Chinuch says, this biti nasati lisha zeh is only a Jewish father can marry off his daughter. So if it was before the geirus, then you can't marry off your daughter. So elamai, it's after, but if it's after they're Jewish, then she has no father.
Maybe geirus means that her father was the guy.
Oh, so then Minchas Knoy says that. He says maybe geirus doesn't mean she was megai, it means her father was megai. Okay, I guess they're assuming it sounds, you know, the word sounds a little bit like she was megai.
And that's better, if it's like all Avram's geirim are already chazur l'surim. Under Yitzchak, there's no more geirim. The Svarn even asked them, like, where did they go? So Svarn says, well, Avram was like a cult leader to them. And he was gone, he went to l'surim.
You're saying there was no more new geirim. That's what you think. There was no more geirim.
Her father was
You're saying
on Avram.
It's better if you say that it's from the Avram gear, not a new gear. Okay, so that's Taka what he answers, but
the
Shiva
Nefesh,
where
are all the
gear? As a Nefesh,
Asher
also Becharin, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. The Maharit says also in Chuvus, right? He says that must be they all just left. Nothing left of all those gear that Avram made. They all went back and became goyim again. That's what he tines. So you're saying the Sfarno says the same thing. Okay. So anyways, they're assuming it means she was Megayer. And if she was Megayer, then how could she have a father to marry her off? Okay, that's the kasha. So the first thing I want to say over is the Chasam Sefer has a Yesod. From a pasuk in Parshas Boy. It says in Parshas Boy that when you before the Moshe Rabbeinu told them the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, you all have to mal, right? And if you don't mal, you're not allowed to eat the kar oil lo yechal boy. V'chiyogur itchem ger. V'osa pesach l'ashem. Let's say you have a ger, and he wants to bring a korban pesach. He moloi kol zocher. He has to make all his kids have a bris. Because we know that you can't do a korban pesach even if your kids are aram. Okay, but all zikrav la'asosik. Then he could bring a car. So the Chasam Sefer has like four shtickles, like from Tavkuf Peivav, Tavkuf Tzadi. Every year he had the same kash. He says, "What's pshat in the pasuk? If he's a ger, why is he giving a bris to his kids? Who does he?" He says like this: does the pasuk mean his kids after he became a ger?
And it's not his kids.
No. Like he became a ger, and then so then that's just some regular Jews. Like, what do you have to say? What's a special thing? Every Jew is that way. Elamai, the pshat in the pasuk is the goyish kids, but they're not his kids.
Let's say he made them. He became a ger with his kids.
So they're not his kids still. Look, they're not his kids, right? I mean, the din is that if a person's megayer and his kids are megayer. They're not.
So it's like a basin zacharias then.
To what? Like
for such in such a noyfen for the bris becomes basin zacharias.
Well, I mean, how did they get? How are they megayer? Well, how were they megayer?
Were
they ketanim or
doyel? They were ketanim. Oh, they're ketanim.
Yes.
Oh, so if they're ketanim, so you go. I mean, you know, it's a machlekas rishonim. If you could have ketanim geir deraisa, the rabbanon you could have ketanim geir. The rice it's a child, but if let's say the rice, so who would be responsible? I mean, if they became a ger, then they have their bris. That's how you become a ger. So who was Megar them? I mean, the father must have showed up with them at the Bezdin, and then Bezdin would do it. But they're not related to him anymore. So Meili doesn't. What's the case in the pasuk? That's the kash of the Chasam Sefer.
Yes.
So
the same thing, maybe you can say that the father brought the children to be Megayer.
Yeah, he brings them, but once they're Megayer, that's it, he's not their father anymore. Right? Once they are Megayer, they're no family. The din is he's mutter to marry his daughter and everything. It's nothing. It's Kikatan Shanela dummy. So Memela. Oh, comes along the Chasam Sefer, and he says that this pasuk is in Parshas Boy. And in Parshas Boy, it's before the Torah was given. And before the Torah was given, even if you're Megai, you don't say, Kikata Shinoila Dami. That's what he says. Now, how does he explain it? He just says, because in the time before the Torah was given, when you were Megayer, you only did Mila. You didn't do Mila and Tvila. So you weren't a full Ger. You weren't a full Ger. It was some kind of a Ger, but not a full Ger. Memela, you didn't say Katan Shinoil Dami in those days. So this pasuk was only applicable for one generation. The Chassam Sofer wants to say, when it says in the Chumash, that was a Chiddush, some years he just wrote Tzarchi and Gadol. One year he wrote, this year I think this is the Teretz. Okay. Now I would just describe his Teretz in different words like this. A ger before the Torah was given. I have two like ways to describe. A ger before the Torah was given. Was he not a Ben Noach anymore? Or he was a Ben Noach plus a Jew? For sure he was a Ben Noach also. Because if you don't say that, then that would be a pretty good escape. Because a Jew had no mitzvahs, right? So you would have nothing. You wouldn't have to keep any Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and you wouldn't have to keep anything. Of course not. You had to keep everything like a B'nai Noach. You still had the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So Memela, that's not called a Katan Shenoyel Adami.
Wasn't that part of Machlok Yosef and his brothers?
Well, yeah, they do say that Mishlamach has this huge Chiddush to say that he became a full Yid. But like the Kash on that is, there were no mitzvahs for a Yid. So he wants to say, no, maybe you could get all the mitzvahs before the Torah was given. Well, that's like a pella. How could you get mitzvahs? I mean, real mitzvahs before the Torah gave out the mitzvahs?
It's
an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, right. So Mimela, how it's a very big pella to say that, Todd. To say that the pshat is, you could be Megayer before the Torah is given, and you're an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. So then what, I don't have to keep anything? Not the Goyish mitzvahs, not the Jewish mitzvahs? Everything is free? It sounds like a pella. So the easier tzad is to say, Avad Rashi writes so many times in Shas. Of course they were a Ben Noach. That's for sure. But they were Moisif. So Memela, if you're Moisif, it's not a Katan Shenoyla dummy. I give like a dugma like the Mishnah in Kalim. That if let's say you have a bed, which is Tamei Medris, right? And then you start adding pieces on. So all the pieces that you add on, even though they never touch the Zav or anything, they also get Tumas Medrash. Then let's say you start replacing, you start taking off some of the Medrash pieces and replacing the new pieces. So in as long as you have enough bed left, Le'ikuva, then you can still retain the Medrash and everything else will still be Medrash. As soon as you pulled off too many legs, right, like Aruko Shnei Kerayim, whatever, too much that you. Then it's Panim Chadoshes. The whole thing's tar. So in the pshat is, if you want to be a Panim Chadoshes, you can't add and add and add. You have to subtract the original to the point where you don't have enough of the original, and then it will be a whole new thing. The same thing here. If you're a Ben Noach and you throw on top of yourself Ich bin Eichet Ayid, you're not going to be a Katan Shenoyla dummy. You're a Maisif more, but you're not Ois Goy. Nowadays, when you're Megayer, you're not a Ben Noach. You get the Kulas and the Chumris. You get the whole thing. That's a Panim Chadoshes. That's Katan Shenoyla. But if in those days, Ger just added on, so there wasn't called. That's Matan one.
Torah, that's the way it worked.
Well, yeah, now let's say now, Matan Torah.
Yeah, Matan Torah.
Right, so let's say you find the Chumr by a Goy.
At Matan Torah, what happened with Chayasol? Right, still your children were your children. The era existed. It wasn't.
Oh, you're asking a question. Why didn't at Matan Torah we said? Why don't we say then Kikatan Shenoyel Dami? Oh, that's a famous kasha.
Right.
Yeah, Marami Prague.
Right.
Asks
but,
it.
But we don't say it.
We don't say it. Okay, so he has a answer. He has this real chiddush. You have to know why he says the Shmaitza brings his teretz. He says, a geirus ba'al korchoi doesn't make Katan Shenoyel Adami. was they were forced Kavan Kagigis. There's no cotton Janoel dummy. Why? Everyone has a different svar. What he meant? Why? That's one answer. Then there's another teretz that there's a Rashi. It's mashma that way in Yevamos that if you're megar together, you don't split up. You don't become cotton Janoel because you all did it together.
That could be if she's Megara with their father.
No, I don't mean like you table at the same time on the clock. I'm saying like that was like considered like, you know, like a klalius, you know.
But that's not true nowadays with
whole family together.
Right, because that's not called together. I don't mean together because I mean like it has like a halachic thing that's like a tzibur thing, you know. Okay, whatever. There's different. So anyway, so getting back again. So either you could say the reason why it wasn't kikot, why don't we say kikot and shenoyle dami before matan tayr? Either the way the Chassam Sefer writes is because they didn't do tevil, or that might just be a simin. He himself means it's a simin. It wasn't a full change. It was just a hisafa. Furthermore, because the real geiris is taking on a new set of laws. That's what real geiris is. It's a new Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And they didn't really have that then, because there was no real mitzvahs then. So there was nothing, there wasn't a real geiris.
So there's no real mitzvah. Why are we afraid about the father being, you know, Kaddish the daughter?
You're saying that thing of Mekaddish the daughter for sure would have been Einam Mitzvah of Eisen, because they used to keep all the Taryag as an Einam Mitzvah, so that was all it would be. It wouldn't be worse than that. Now, once you have this klal from the Chassam Sefer, now I'm going back literally to the words of the Chassam Sefer. He says, if you don't have to do tvila, then you're not going to say kikot and shenoy ledam. So let's say Aisha, in the days before the Torah was given, and she wanted to become a ger, would she do tvila? Chassam Sefer is talking about a boy. And he's saying that a zohar did mila, and that was it, all he did. What did Aisha do?
Why would there be a difference?
There's nothing else really to do, right?
Oh, because there's no mila.
There's no mila by Aisha. So what would she do? So the emes is that there's the same Gemara twice by Basya. Basya, it says, Vatered bas paro lirchaitz al hayor. And the Gemara says, lirchaitz migilule beis aviha. And it's brought in Saita and in Megillah. And Rashi changes the pshat. In Megillah he writes, it means she was toivel for geiris. She was toivel for geiris. In Saita he writes, it's an expression. Because the Gemara writes, v'chein hu oimer ki'im something rochatz Hashem tzoyas b'nois tziyin. It's an expression that when you get rid of doing averis, you say lirchaitz. So she was getting rid of Avodah Zarah. So one place Rashi says she was Toivel, and one place he says it just means getting rid of Avodah Zarah. So the Turi Evin in Megillah writes, I hold like Rashi and Saita, because there was no such thing as Tvilas Geiris before the Torah was given. That's only when you're a real Geir. And though when you became a Geir before the Torah was given, you weren't a real Geir. He says you weren't a full Geir with like the whole Kedushas Yisrael and everything like you are now. So you have here Mamash Machlekes if you were Tevel or not. Now the Briskerov Ala Toira writes that Avad the Emes is like Rashi. He goes, Mamash, he doesn't bring the Turi Evin. He says, Avad the Emes, there was Tevila. And he says, it's a Beferish at Tosefta. Because it says in the Tosefta that when Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim and they wanted to eat the Karban Pesach, you had to tevel all your slaves in Mitzrayim. So you see that they did do tevil. And it says there, Beferish, Am Hoysav, you had to tevel them. So you see that there was tevila before. So b'meila, that Rashi is Muchach. But I just want to say why it's not so, it depends which Rishon you hold like. Because there's a Machloikis, when they were eating the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, was it good enough to be like a Yid, like Avram was, and Yitzchak or Yaakov, like that level Yid? Or you needed to be on the higher level Yid, like Mamish, a Ger Gomer for the Torah, you know? For like Achar Matan Torah.
But you couldn't, there wasn't a Matan Torah.
Well, Hashem said right then and there, "Kol ben nechar lo yechaboy, goyim can't eat this, and kol ol lo yechaboy." So right now, Hashem said, "We're making ger today. We're starting right now." So there's a machlekes in the Rishayim. The Tosfos Yeshanim on the page in Yevamos by the Gemara, the Geyer's Gemara, and Daf Mem Vav, he says you had to be mamish megayer to eat the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So all the Jews had to go toiveling. The whole Klal Yisrael to go toiveling and getting a bris, if you didn't have, because a lot of people didn't have, before they ate the Karban Pesach. So you see clearly that his sheet is, why aren't toiveling? What's the matter? My father was a Jew, my grandfather was a Jew. Since Avraham Avinu, we were Jewish. We're starting level two now, right? But Rashi's Shita over there, he doesn't say a word about that you had to do this for the Karban Pesach. Before the Torah was given, the Gemara says, Befeirsh. That's the minimum. It says in the Gemara, you have to do Mila, Tvila, Hatzaras Domim. You have to do all the things before the actual day of Matan Torah. But that's enough. But the Tosfos Yeshanim learns in the Gemara there, you have to do it before the Karban Pesach, before you eat in Karban Pesach. So Memela, the Brisker of Zeraya, is really Tali. If you learn that they had to be a full Yid to eat the Karban Pesach, that's no Shaychis. That's not a Raya that Bastia would have to Tevel. He tells it too. That's the same thing that Bastia would Tevel. It's only if you learn like Rashi. So then there's no difference. So if they're Teveling over there for the Karban Pesach, that means that Bastia is also Teveling.
The
what?
The
Kabbalah Mitzvahs.
There's no
difference. Well, there was Karban Pesach. He can call Karban Pesach.
That's enough.
Yeah. That's, I guess, the whole thing. Actually, it says, I forgot, I think in the Malbusha Yomtiv, he says over there, it says in Rashi that Kol ben Nechar lo yoichal boy. And Rashi writes, all right, no, that's not again. It's not exactly what I want. Okay, I'll call upon him. So what I'm coming out is like this. There is a machloikes if being a ger during this Koira Matan Torah required tevila. Rashi in Saita seems to say no. Rashi in Megillah says yes. Riskarov holds that that's the Iker and it's a Tesefta. Tzvi Yevon holds no, you don't need tevila, and we answered that to Sefta. That's not such a clear raya from the case of Karban Pesach. That was different.
Some Sefer holds
no, right?
Some Sefer seems to hold no.
Right.
The first tevila would have been different than the second tevila, because otherwise, why they need another tevila by Bahar Sinai?
You mean you see for sure, even if you hold that the first tefillah was there, you're not holding all the way up.
Yeah, but
there was no more mitzvahs. Because there was no, like we said, all those reasons.
There's more mitzvahs.
First of all, right, and it's a whole different level. It's a whole different thing. So memelo, what I'm saying is like this. Loi mi boya, if you go that when they were megayer, they didn't even do tefillah, then you could say literally the words of the Chassam Sefer, that you don't say Kekot and Shinoi El Dami. Literally the words he said. So there's no tevila. But even if you hold like the Shitas that say that they were tevil, you could still say the concept of the Chassam Sefer. The idea is that when it's not a full Geiris, like the time of Mount Tirit, then you don't say Kekot and Shinoi El Dami. Is Memela, that would answer the problem. That would answer why she was a Giyoris, and at the same time, her father can marry her off. The two things could go together. But I want to say over the names of...
Her father was a Ger too.
Her father... Well, she didn't tell him what her father was.
Well, a guy can't marry off a...
Oh. You mean the only Cheshash would be in case her father was also a Ger.
Right.
That's true. It would come out that he was worrying, maybe your father's also a Ger.
There's no heir by God.
Right, well, right. So then you would have to say that he was worrying that maybe your father was also a Ger. Right, true. Okay, now I will say over some of the Svarim that hold that you do say Kikot and Shinoi L'Dami even before Matan Torah, not like L'Chassam Sefer. Marsha, famous, world-famous Kasha that every single Sefer asks, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? So he says, Well, he wouldn't take them before he was Makar them, so they weren't sisters anymore. Gershon is Gar, Kekot and Shanoi Ladam. Marshal is it, Terence. So you see, he holds it was even before. Even though, of course, it says in the Gemara Beferish that Yaakov said on himself, I can't. The Gemara in Psachim says they're going to give around the kois and Lossi Lava to Benchon, and they're going to give it to each one. Yaakov said, I can't do it. I married two sisters. So I don't know, Marshal, what he'll explain it there. But the Pasha says he did marry two sisters, but that's what he says. So that's one. But of course, at the same time, what?
Pasha calls them sisters.
Yeah, you mean even later about the Kane Rachel Bachoisa? I hear so. Yeah, that's a good point. And by the same token, it's kedai to say that every single Rishon in Acharon didn't say that answer. Lechayra holds it. You don't take it in Shneil Davi, starting from the Ramban and Dan, that they all said the Kasha. They didn't say that. So that's one. Then I'll say another one. Radvaz. Says by the Rambam on last week's parsha. The Rambam said, why did the Shimon and Levi kill out the whole city of Shechem? So the Rambam, they broke one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, because dinim, right? That you have to punish the bad people, and the Shechem didn't do so. So Frek the Radvaz, so why was Yaakov angry at them? Yeah, it says in Vayomer Yaakov El Shimon Velevi Acharta Moisi Lavishen Biyeshevari. You know, why did he get angry? They had to. They had a choice. The Ramban says he's getting it from the Ramban. That's why the Ramban didn't like the Rambam's pshat. Yeah. So he's just defending the Ramban. Zak the Radvaz. This is just amazing. You're saying maybe you can't do it because of Sakonas Tefashis. The Ramban said something about that. I don't remember anymore. Last year we did it.
Yeah.
And now I don't remember anymore.
I know
probably not. But that's the Ramban's. The Radvaz wants to defend the Rambam. So listen to this, Teretz. So the Radvaz, Yaakov Avinu said you're wrong, because since you told them all to get a bris, so they all became Yidden. And if they're Yidin, they're Gershon Yisgar Kekotin Shneil Dami. And the din is that once you're Gershon Yisgar Kekotin Shneil Dami, you're not Chayiv Misa for what you did when you were a guy. So he said that. That's an amazing thing that he said. But it's right there. Look in your Rambam. It's not a Psanai thing. It's right on the page. About the Ger. If a Ger did Aver before. So the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Alf. The Gemara says if it's Ishtani Dina and Ishtani Ktola, meaning that there's two chilukim. A goy gets punished with one man Bezdin. He doesn't need 23. So it's called Ishtani Dina. And if it was Ishtani Ktola, Lamashal, a Yid would be Chayv Sai, not Sai. And a goy Saif, then if those two things, he gets off the hook.
So a goy Saif say
Well, Ritzeach is Saif both times.
Both times.
So then you don't get off the hook for that. It has to be something else, like Naya Marasa. I don't know. I can't remember all the things. The Gemara goes through the things. Yeah. Okay, so you see already that you have some Choshevi Svarim that say that you do say Gershon is Gai Kekotin Shinoi Ladam. Even before Matan Torah. So what would they say on this Gemara? What would they say about the Giyar, how, if she says she's a Giyar, why is your father marrying you off?
Is there a difference between sisters and a father and a daughter? You could say that...
Cotton Chanoila, this...
It's about everything.
Maybe even if you would say by sisters, for example, maybe considered separate, but maybe your father and the child would not be separate. It's more direct.
It's more direct. We know that nowadays, by real gears, you always say it. You want to say for all the things of Gershon Yisgar, right? For Yerusha or for a relative. Let's say a father is allowed to marry his daughter if she was Megai. I mean, the rice, we don't let, we say it even by father and a daughter. So then Hadra Kusha Leduchta. So why would her father be able to marry her off if you go with the Marshal or Advaz that you say Katan Shanoil before the Torah was given?
Could be what happened with that big about all these halachas of father marrying off the daughter. It's not exactly the same. Because you see, by Yibam, for example, Yehuda was called Bim Yabim Tamar,
You mean in those days they weren't like so. I hear you say maybe you don't know. Before the Torah is given, they did things differently. Okay, yeah, could be. Okay, but you know, you have to know if it's true or not. Yeah. Oh, so like this. There are two possible things to say. The first one is that maybe Yehuda, there's two possible things that Yehuda didn't mean a real Kiddushin. Beir HaDvarim, Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Baba Basra, on the Gemara it says, on the day that Avraham Avinu died, Esav did 5 Averis, right? Killed somebody, and one of the Averis was Baal Nara Moirasa. So Rek Tosfos, Vos is on Nara Moirasa. Goyim don't even have Kiddushin Bechalal. So what's Baal Nara Moirasa? So Zok Taisvis, it wasn't real Kiddushin. It was, they used to do something like Kiddushin, and it was Mechur HaDover to go ahead and be born. They had that kind of Kiddushin. It wasn't real. So Memela Be'etzem, you could L'chayra say that over here too, it didn't mean when he said Shema Kibel Avich Kiddushin, he just meant that kind of Kiddushin, that was the Nog Shabba Olam, and it was Mechur HaDover, to take somebody whose father married her off to somebody else. You could say that. Or you could also say what it says in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph, that the halacha is that what if a Isha doesn't have a father, right? A girl doesn't have a father. So Midrabanan, they were Mesakin that Ima and Achiha, right, does it for her. So the Shita says, what do you do if a girl's a Giyaris and she's a kid? So she has nobody. So who can do it for her? She says, her old father. Her old father can do it, Midrabana. So Mimela, you could say, maybe that's what he was saying. Right? Maybe you're a Giyaris, fine. But maybe your father did it, because they used to keep everything. So they would keep that too. Even though it's only Midrabanan, they would keep a Durabanan, like the Gemara says, Avram kept the Durabanan, they have Tavshilin. So really, you could theoretically learn one of those two possible things. The only thing is that Mitzad Gemara, you could do that. But Mitzad Rashi, it's impossible. Because Rashi writes on that thing when she says, I'm a Yesoima, right? He goes to her, did your father marry you off? She says, I'm a Yesoima. Zok Rashi, a very amazing thing. He says, I'm Yisayma. She was talking for serious, even though he didn't understand what she's saying. But she was saying something real here. Because there was a problem. How would she live with Yehuda? That's her shver. That's kalasai. How is she doing that? Okay? Now, let me just point this out. This kasha Rashi's asking is l'shitasei, because there's a machlekes rishonim if a guy is allowed to marry kalasei. Most rishonim say it's mutter. But Rashi and Yevamos holds that Rabbi Kiva asers kalasei. So it's Rashi l'shitasei. That why is she allowed to do this if it's iser deraisa? And the other rishonim there, Gufa, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all say, I have a raya against Rashi from Tamar. They mamash show it from Tamar that you see a guy is mutter bekalase. But Rashi, right here, is coming to defend himself. And he says, the answer is, because I'm a Yesoima, and Memela, I didn't really ever have a real marriage because it was my mother and brother. So it wasn't a real marriage, it's not a real thing. And Rashi says, if it would have been my father, then it would have been as bitino sa'ati lo isha zeh. Then you're right, I wouldn't go and be nivel from him. But it was only my brother and my brother, so I'm not makbid. So you see in Rashi that when we're talking about Shema Kibel Avich Kiddushin, it meant mamish, the real thing. Not these Rabbanan or Mechur things. Because she's trying to bavorin that if my father would have done it, it would have been a real Kiddushin.
But so, it would have been a real Yibum. You could say that maybe that's a real Yibum, and then you could marry that which is also to you.
Well, Rashi doesn't answer that. You see, Rashi doesn't say that answer. Right? He says that the answer is because she wasn't Kalasi. Now, it happens to be, if you learn Ramban on the Parsha, you'll see that Rashi's Mahalach in Vayeshev is that it had nothing to do with Yibum. The Ramban, he says, I think it has to do with Yibum. And he quotes Rashi. He says, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, why did she want to marry Yehuda? Because she wants to have Malacha. Ramban says, Yibum. She wants to do Yibum. But according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with Yibum. So that's just Aga Burcha. So Rashi learns that she wasn't Kalasi. What I'm coming out is like this. Rashi himself, he learns Taka Shem Kibbal Avich Kiddushin means a real Kiddushin. Mamish a real Kiddushin. Mikar Adin from Esbiti Nosati. And he's going to have to learn that she would have a father because of the first pshat that we said. Because even if she's a Giyorist, it's Lavka Kotten Shanoilin. But if you don't want to say like Rashi, if you say the other pshat of the Gemara, let's say you learn that there's no problem of Kalasai, there, or you don't learn like Rashi's pshat, then you could say that Shema Kibbalah B'Kiddushin could just mean Mechur HaDavar, or maybe it would be Midrabanan, or something like that.
But Vada Goyim could make Ashes Ish, just how we know in those days that they didn't make a din of Ashes Ish, by the father making Kiddushin for his daughter.
A father for a daughter didn't exist in those days.
There's no heirs?
Right. By B'nai Noi. I'm
there's
saying...
There's no heirs
by a girl. We know. I mean, how do we know that? I mean,
well,
how do you have Ashes by Goy?
Bia. That's it.
That's what we have now. Bia. Right. Maybe in those days they considered Ashes by then Noach if they had other forms of making somebody an Ashes.
Well, you see, you have that Tysus right there. Tysus says that there was no Kiddushin in those days by Esav. He says he has that kash on the Gemara, mm-hmm. Right? Because he said there was no Kiddushin.
I understand, but I'm not learning
Tosfos. I don't know of anyone who says that there was Kiddushin. I mean, if you look in the Rambam, he also says, right, you know, Kaida Matan Torah, the only way you got married was Bia. He writes, Misha Nikna Torah, Omra Torah, that you can do Kiddushin. But he also seems to say, before the Torah was given, then the only way was Taka Bia. And everything else didn't really count.
So even by Yidin.
Even by Yidin, right. So actually,
then
what,
so then we'll never worry about Kavah, so even if she's got Kedusha from her father.
Oh, so that would only be because of the thing that they used to keep the whole Torah, you know, extra.
But it still wouldn't have been Deraisa.
It wouldn't have been Deraisa. It would have only been Kiyum HaTorah Kodem Shenitna. Yeah, for sure, I think there's no way you could get past that. The most it could ever be is keeping the Torah before it's given.
So you want to move it up a level from Katana, from Mian? I mean,
yeah, because that's what Mamash Rashi says. He says, she's telling him, I was only Mian. If I would have had a father, I would have been as Bitin as Atili Shazet, which just means
a higher
Durabonin. That's all it is, because it can't be more than that.
So she's saying, I'm even less of a Durabonin.
I'm less. That's what Rashi says. Okay. I think that's what that Rashi seems to be saying. All that was like, you're right, that was all Kodem, that wasn't real, that was Kodem, Shinit and Tyre, they used to keep the Tyre. It's like all the things, like Erev Tav Shilin and Erev Tchumin, and they kept Kedushin. What do you mean, how? She did. What do you mean? Well, now she's in the family, she starts keeping it, you know.
Well, all of a sudden she becomes a Yid.
I'm saying she was a Yid. If she married Yitzchak, she was Tama Yid. When exactly was she Megayer? When exactly was she Megayer? Maybe before they were Mekadosher, they were Megayer her, I imagine.
Before
you
gave her the ring?
Oh, yes. You know, it says... You have to read that. It says in the Gemara in Yavamas, that's the Brisker always read. The Gemara says, and the Torah Evan brings it always also. It says, V'lechol azarcha itcha, Hashem told Avram Avinu, Loi tinsiv nachris. You're not allowed to marry a goy. Because if you will, then the children will be a goy. And I ask you to do that, you have to marry a yid. So there was a thing, starting from Avram Avinu and on, you had to marry a yid.
But it was their own definition.
It was their own definition. What's a yid?
But there was no Mitchell in Egypt before Mount Dove.
There was no who?
There was nobody. Mother went by the father.
That's the Tsarfasim say went by the father. The Ramban says it goes by the mother. And this Gemara, says like the Ramban. Yes, even before Matan Torah. See, that's where the Briskerov says that you have to remember it was a real thing. It wasn't like Minhagim. He says there was a real thing. You were Toivel. That's like what he writes. You were Toivel, like you brought that to Sefta, and you became a Ger, and then the kids went by the mother. That's what it was. But still, it wasn't the same Yid like we are. Well, it still wasn't that level of Yid. Oh, so, fine. So what do we come out here? We're coming out like this. That the way the father was Mekadesher. Lule Rashi, you could have said, it just meant like a guy, or like Midrabanan, like a gay Giyaris' father could do it Midrabanan. From Rashi, it's clear it would have been a real Kedushin. So in Rashi, you have to learn that it wasn't Kekotin Shenoyla. Now, I think that it's a Meduyik in Rashi, because when she says Giyoyres Ani, Rashi writes, Ani Perashti Me Avoida Zora Ani Muteres Lach. So what does he need to explain what Giyoyres? We all know the Hebrew word Giyoyres. The Teretz is, Rashi is trying to say that kind of Giyoyres. You know, I'm not a real Giyoyres like nowadays, because there's no such thing in those days. He's explaining what a Giyoyres meant in those days. So that fits together, that according to Rashi, she was still related. She wasn't like a new person. Now, the Gemara says, as we mentioned earlier, that he says to her, maybe you're an Ashes Ish. So she goes, no, I'm a Pnuya. Then he says, maybe your father was Mekadesh you. So the Marsha asks, what do you mean? We just got done with that. He asked her, are you an Ashes Ish? And she said, no. So what are you asking, Nachamol? Maybe your father was Mekadesh you.
No, but she wouldn't know about that.
Well, then why is he asking her?
No, first he says, are you an Ashes Ish? Then he says, maybe your father did it, and Taka, you're still Usher.
You mean, he's like saying, how do you know? Maybe your father did it, maybe so you were Mechavan, that's the Marshal's Teretz. We'll get to that's the Marshal's Teretz. But we'll get to that in a minute. But let's just do the Marshal's Kasha. Marshal says, if she said, I'm a Pnuya, why is he saying these things to her? So the Emes, according to anything we said, you could answer it. Because if he meant one of those Mechur Adover things, like he meant maybe your father was Mekadesh you like Minagagoyim, or Alts Derabbanan, so then he said, are you a real Ashesish? So she said, I'm not a real Ashesish. She said, okay, fine, you're not a real Ashesish. But maybe your father still was Mekadesh you know? And even if you go with Rashi, that the pshat is that he was mamish mekadesh as biti nosati. Still, it's not a real Ashesish. It's like we were saying, it's only koidim shenit and taira. So memelish, it's not included in her first answer. Her first answer was that I'm not a real halachic Ashesish. Al pi halacha, I'm a pnui. But he says, I'm machmer even for these extra chumers. I want to know, maybe your father did kiddushin. I'm not going to, even that, I'm machmer on that. Oh. So that would be an answer I could give to the Marshal's kash. But the Marshal himself says what you said. He says to her, first of all, I want to know, are you Ashes Ish? She goes, no. He says, how do you know? Maybe even if you didn't do it, maybe your father did it and you don't know about it. So Rabbi Kiveger in Kedushin on Mem Hamad Beis says that this Marshal is Tzarechian. Because in Kedushin Memhei in Taisvis, he has a shmooze. There's a girl, yeah? Her father went away and she doesn't know what happened to him. He went on a business trip and she doesn't know where he is. So she would like to get married, right? So usually if you don't have a father, your mother could do it, right? Midrabanan. But she has a father. Hopefully she still has a father. But they don't know where he is. So the Shilta said, I think it was the Bahag, said, it's like he's not around. Go ahead. So Taisvis says that Rav Menachem Meyuni said, no, don't do it. Because if you're going to do that, right, so you're going to marry, the mother's going to marry her off. Maybe a week later or a year later, the father, wherever he is, will marry off to someone else. And his marriage is deraisa. And she'll end up staying with the guy who she married here, and she'll be over Ashes Ish. So Rabbeinu Tam said, Vas epis, you're not choishish for that. Because according to what you're saying, what happens if you get a yediyah a little later on that the father's dead? They found him dead. So you're going to say she's aguna for her whole life because maybe she married her off? So Rav Menachem Yuni said, no, that's Andrish. She has a chazaka, what she is. So Mimele, if he's dead, she has a chazaka, she's a pnuye. But I said, you have to worry that he will marry her off. And there's no chazaka about what will happen. Okay.
But there's a chazaka right now. What does he mean?
Rabbi Nachman Yuni's answer back?
Yeah.
He said, fine, I don't mind. She's pnuya now. So go ahead. You're going to marry her off, right? But next week, you can't make a chazaka what will happen next week.
But we don't worry about it.
Why not? Why?
Because we have a chazaka now.
But why shouldn't you worry about next week?
Why should we?
Because next week's going to come in a week from now. And then what are you going to do?
It's a chazaka now.
The way, I'll tell you how to say what you're asking. This, you should say the kasha like this. What you're saying is like this. How could it ever be a problem? This week, get married. What's your problem you worry about next week? Next week, she'll have a chazaka for next week. And in 2 weeks, she'll have a chazaka for 2 weeks. Right. So when will the problem ever happen? Okay. So the lambda's name is Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam said right back to Rabbi Menachem Yuni, I don't know what you're talking about. Because, what do you mean next week? Next week is...
The married mother marries her off. And then we're afraid the father will. It's typhus. If she's married already, his condition will be typhus.
Sure, because she's only drabanan from her.
No, we don't say that.
No, it's chal.
Normally, but in this
case. Even so, it's chal. That's the din. So you hear, so anyways, what do you see the tzad hashava between Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Menachem Yuni? They both hold that avarid, now she's not married. The machloikis is if you have to worry about next week. Everyone knows that for now she's okay. Rabbeinu Tam says it's stam okay. Rabbeinu Nachman says, yeah, she's good now, but you should be worried next week. So how could the Marsha say that Yehuda told Tamar, how do you know maybe your father married you off? There's no such thing. You don't have to chayshish that your father married you off. That's Rabbi Kibager's kasha on that Marsha.
Right now. She's there. At the very moment.
Okay, but she doesn't know. She said, that was what she answered after that. But she already said, I'm a pnuya. As far as I know, I'm a pnuya. So now, look to Marsha. So he says, okay, very nice. You think you're a pnuya. But how should I rely on that? Maybe your father married you off. So, and you don't know about it. Nobody holds it. You have to worry about such a thing.
Maybe he's right now marrying her.
Oh, but you don't have to worry about that because look at the story there too. She's here in Baltimore. Her father is in Japan, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no problem. You could get married. Finally, he said, hey, maybe right now he's marrying you off. You don't have to worry. And even Rabbi Nachum Yuni said, maybe next week. But now you don't have to worry. So why is the Marsha saying they have to worry right now? Okay, so that's... Okay, there's more to say, but there's no more time to say. But at least that's why I'm trying to bavorin that you could learn the other way. That's what the gain is to learn the other way. No, he meant maybe you know that your father married you off, and this that you told me you're a pnuya is because halachically it's true. Even if your father did marry you off, you're still really a pnuya. So you call yourself a pnuya, but I want to make sure that you don't mean for all those things that we said.
Well, I mean, why did they push it? Because he's the prelist. It's true. And it would be mutter. But I don't want this person who your father married you up to show up in a week from now and tell me that I'm...
You mean he's chayshish, even though, you mean maybe halacha you don't have to, but he's concerned anyway.
What's the word about it? He wasn't marrying her. It was just a...
Oh, it was only one bia anyway.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I hear. So you're saying then, what's he so worried? Well, he still doesn't want to end up finding out. In other words, really, he doesn't have to worry that she's married, but he's an extra worried. He's a dancer saying... More chayshish. Okay, that's the show. Chanukah. I'll be on in Yoni Chanukah. Oh yeah.
So if you marry me, your mother marries you. So your whole life, you're only married to a mom your whole life.
Well, no, because we stay when you're on the day law.
You have a case?
No. Never did. Never did.